Thanks, Gavin. The news from Rome has mostly disappeared from the front pages. In its place, a variety of other news stories. In the Irish Independent, for example, the information that every day last year, the HSC cancelled over 770 hospital appointments. The various reasons included staff shortages, infection outbreaks and bad weather. On the Irish Times front page, the news that pharma companies are putting the government under pressure to push back against new EU regulations. The companies warn that the new rules will be bad for the pharma business in Ireland. And push back on regulations generates a front page story for The Examiner. The paper says that some big tech firms are pushing back against new Irish rules that require users to verify their age before watching pornography or violent content. However, the paper says that Cumasúin na mBan is determined such age verification will come in this summer. And still on tech, facial recognition technology is about to be used by Gardaí, according to new government proposals. That's in the Irish Times, which reports that initially the technology will not be used live on crowds in public places, but only be used on recorded images and to speed up evidence gathering. The government says that the software will be employed according to strict guidelines. The Times notes that human rights groups oppose facial recognition technology. They say it's flawed and often misidentifies people as suspects for crimes they didn't commit. There's a very quiet drama pictured in this morning's Irish Independent. It's a photo from Kyiv yesterday showing a group of teenagers sitting together on the ground in a street. In front of them, lines of red and white cordon tape, and beyond that, a collapsed apartment building. The caption tells us that the teenagers were watching rescue workers searching for their friend who was in the building when it was hit by a Russian attack. The friend's body was later found in the rubble. The Russian attack was by missiles and drones. And drones as weapons have prompted strange-looking guns to appear in the streets of Rome, as pictured in the Herald. These guns are large, with three big barrels on the front of them, and they're being carried by soldiers providing security for the Pope's funeral. Apparently, they're drone jammers, designed to interfere with its control signals if an attack is launched on the funeral. And two columnists in today's papers are commenting on the funeral. Justine McCarthy in The Times is focusing on the world leaders who are attending. She writes, "Is it for the man who preached against burning fossil fuels that the great and the good are flying in their intercontinental jets to pay their last respects? And are the would-be colonisers and land grabbers gathering to praise the peace lover who Zoom called Catholics under siege in Gaza at 7 p.m. every night?" She quotes W.H. Auden in the poem Memory of W.B. Yeats, "The words of a dead man are modified in the guts of the living." In her column in the Mail, Brenda Power writes about one of those world leaders flying in for the funeral, Donald Trump. She said that he said in the past that people are surprised he's a regular churchgoer. However, he says he never asks for forgiveness because he doesn't feel the need to bring God into that picture. He does reckon, though, that he's sort of asking for forgiveness when he has his little wine and his little cracker. Brenda Power explains by little cracker, Donald Trump means a Holy Communion wafer.